This is episode 80 of Power Pearls Podcast, intuitive, purpose-driven yarn crafting to empower your knits and pearls. Hey there, Power Pearlers. I want to welcome you to another episode of Power Pearls Podcast. So today I'm going solo and I am going to dive into 7 ways to develop your knitting intuition. And I'll share my own story about how I found my own knitting mojo. But before we dive in, I want to share that this episode is brought to you by the free Shawlmaker mini course, all about developing the intuitive shawlmaker in you. And you will finish with satisfaction and trust the inner wisdom that only you have. Let me tell you a little bit about this free course. It's actually a challenge, and during these 5 days, I will teach you how to customize your shawl using a very basic template that is the basis for all of my own shawl designs. These are the final days to sign up, and then this will be over for a little while. So you're going to want to sign up soon, because the next time I do this will be probably not for a few months. So it only happens just a couple times a year, and I'm kicking off the fun on April 30th. So it's 5 days of intuitive shawl making. So you're going to want to sign up now. Reserve your spot at caragotwarner.com/shawls. All right, so let's dive in. So what I want to do is I want to kick off this episode with a question for you. And here it is. Was there a moment in time that you stumbled, but you trusted you were on the right path and showed up even bigger and bolder creatively? And now this can be in terms of, you know, trying a new technique, but it could even be something bigger than that, something deeper, you know, like something that happened in life. Because if you guys have been following along, those of you that have been listeners for a while, you know that I really want to uncover those deeper, more meaningful stories that go beyond our yarn crafting, that go beyond our knitting, because we're so much more, you know, than just what's on our knitting needles. So I'd love for you to answer this question. So if you go to powerpearlspodcast.com/80, you can leave your answer in the comments, and I would absolutely love to hear from you. So let me dive in and tell you a little story about how I began to trust my own intuition and allowed my passion, my intuition, to be my ultimate compass. It all starts long ago in a tiny little yarn shop called The Yarn Connection. I always love telling this story because this really was such a pivotal moment for me when I knew that I really wanted to make knitting not just my passion. I mean, it was my passion. I mean, but beyond the passion piece, I wanted it to be my career. I really did. So this little yarn shop, it used to be on the corner of Madison Avenue and 36th Street in New York City. And at the time, I was working in New York City's Garment Center, and I was a struggling 20-something. And, you know, I was just trying to find my way. And I started out thinking, okay, I'm going to get into designing accessories. I'm going to get into the, as they called it in the industry, cut and sew. So it was fabric. And I was designing accessories and, you know, just learning the ropes. But, you know, the thing is that I realized that it was pretty cutthroat and it wasn't quite that glamorous and creative as I thought. And so I really, you know, I initially thought that I was in a career that was creatively aligned with my purpose. And so I secured a spot. I secured a career, or I thought I was securing a career at that time in New York City. And so from the beginning, something didn't seem quite right. I did the thing at the time, you know, I was young. I did the thing that I thought was the right thing to do at this point in my life. And I embarked on this career. And it was, you know, I thought, oh, glamorous. It's such a glamorous industry and fashion. And, you know, I'm going to make a name for myself. But there was one big hairy problem. And that was that I was utterly miserable and unhappy. And I will tell you that I cried daily. I was definitely a lost puppy. I really, really was. But the thing that, you know, when I look back, if I had a crystal ball, I don't know if I would do this. I really don't know if I would have done this, you know, because it was pretty cutthroat. It was, you know, it was tough. It was a tough start to my young career. But looking back, I wouldn't trade it for anything because I learned so much about myself, not only about what I didn't want, but I also learned a lot about business. And I learned about, like I was just saying, I learned about what I didn't want. And then I could pivot and decide, you know, where I wanted to go next. And I love this quote that Marie Forleo uses quite a bit. And what she says is, clarity can only come from engagement. I mean, I think she might phrase it a little bit differently than that, but it just came to mind. It's a phrase that she does say a lot. And Marie Forleo is someone that I really look up to in the industry. She is the bomb when it comes to empowering women to create purpose-driven businesses. And so just giving her a little plug here. So if you want to check out her TV show called Marie TV, I highly recommend it because you know what? If you're having a down day and you're feeling like, I don't know how to bring myself up. I'm feeling a little down. I'm not feeling very inspired. Check out Marie TV because, boy, she's going to lift you up. So you can learn more about her by going to marieforleo.com. Okay, so let me get back to my story. So creativity was such a big part of my life. I mean, it was ingrained in me since I was a kid. So before I even picked up my needles to begin knitting, I painted, I drew things, I always had sketchbooks, you know, they were always with me ever since I was really young. And I always had the desire to make things for as long as I can remember, really. So for me, it's always been kind of like breathing. But instead, I felt like I was suffocating when I decided, you know, to embark on this career and work in the garment center. I felt like I was absolutely suffocating and I was desperately trying to come up for air. And so on one pivotal day, I stumbled upon a little yarn shop on my lunch break. And oddly, it was down a block from where I worked, which was on 5th Avenue and 36th Street. And this little shop was on the corner of 36th Street and Madison, which was one block over. So bizarre. And I thought, I remember the first day I found this. It's so funny how I could replay this movie in my head. Because before I even walked into the store and before I even found the store, I can remember this day so well. And I thought, how could I miss this? You know, this, it was like, you know, I learned how to knit when I was young, when I was younger, when I was 12. So I was in my mid-20s. But I was so fascinated and I was so intrigued when I saw this yarn. I was like so happy and excited. So there it was. This shop appeared like a mecca. Now, by the way, it wasn't like on the street level. This was like one floor up and it had, you know, a big picture window. But I just happened to look up and there it was. It was like a mecca, right? It was crazy. So have you ever had those times where you remember everything about a life-changing moment? Well, that was exactly what it was like for me on this particular day. The smells, the scenery, even the clothes you were wearing. Do you remember? Do you have anything like that? It would be cool to hear, like if you have a story like that, I'd love to hear from you. So jump into the comments on this episode. So as I said earlier, I'll repeat it here, but it's powerpearlspodcast.com/80. And so for any of the episodes that you listen, all you got to do is add a forward slash and the number and you'll find it. If you know, the episode number. So this is episode 80. And anyway, so, you know, like if you have one of those days, those life-changing days, you remember everything about it, the clothes you were wearing, and there was some, you know, the smells, the scenery, and you kind of knew that there was something happening. Like you were starting to go in a new direction. Like I can remember that happening when I met my husband for the first time, you know, like the moment I met him, I thought that. I was like, wow, there's something going on here. Like everything, I said to myself at the time, it's kind of funny. I said, don't forget everything. Don't forget the scenery. Don't forget where, you know, what's what you're looking at behind him. It was weird. I just kind of remember that so well. So anyway, this was one of those moments, this moment when I saw the yarn shop. And I wanted to figure out how to make knitting my life. I really did. I mean, that was it. Something felt crazy about it, though, really, because, you know, I thought, this thing that I'm drawn to effortlessly, could this possibly be a career? I mean, you know, it seemed like it was a fantasy, the idea, right? So I knew it was, you know, when I discovered this shop. Now, fast forward, you know, I had been going in there, I had been getting to know the shop owners, and I knew, it was like shouting loud and clear that, yes, I wanted to make this a career. It felt really scary, but it was that, just like we're talking about, the intuitive aspect of, you know, being a more intuitive knitter, being more intuitive in general. Those are the things that I'm always going to encourage you to do in all areas of our life, because it builds that confidence. We follow that intuition. We follow that gut instinct, because that's the compass that I'm talking about here. So it felt scary, this idea of like leaving my job in New York City. And I did it. I mean, I left. I went back to waitressing. I just said, I'm leaving. This is the path that I'm going to go on. And I know it could be a long journey, but I'm going to do it. So I decided in advance that that's what I was going to do. And it was a long journey, but it was, when I look back, I'm like, it was like a flash of lightning, because so much, it was so exciting. I did so much. I learned so much. I was always doing something with this craft that I was so passionate about. You know, because at the time I had no idea that I could even, I mean, I had no idea how do you make a career as a designer? I didn't even know you could be a pattern designer, but I knew deep down my inner wisdom would lead the way. And all I had to do was take the first step, even though the rest of the staircase was still fuzzy. Now you guys know, maybe you don't, but I'm always thinking about those of you that have been, you know, listening for a while. You guys know I love that Martin Luther King analogy. I hate to be redundant, but it's my favorite, you know, that, you know, that you can't, the quote goes, it goes like this, and take the first step in faith. You may not be able to see the whole staircase, but take the first step. So I might have butchered it just a little bit, but you guys get the idea. It's like sometimes you don't have all the answers, but you know, you just have to go. And just going back to what I said before, Marie Forleo says you can only know something. You can only gain clarity in a situation by engaging in it. And that's a fact. And then the answers reveal themselves. And again, you know, I've also mentioned this about the swatch, pick up your needles on a micro level, swatching, you know, get familiar with that yarn. Don't guess. Don't think, oh, you know, well, I want to bypass the swatching and just dive into making this project. Well, you know, that might be a mistake, because you don't really know the pitfalls. You don't know if the yarn is, you know, how it's going to behave. Maybe you'll hate the yarn, you know? So what did I do? So after I, you know, made this determination. So by the way, this was like in the 1990s. That's how long ago this was, right? And fast forward a little bit, you know, becoming the editor of Creative Knitting, that didn't happen until 2010, right? So I had been freelancing. I was an illustrator. I was doing so much stuff. But it all started in the 90s, right? In the 1990s. So I quit my job. I left New York City and I totally changed my trajectory. I waited on tables and I even worked at Home Depot. Yes, I did. I worked at Home Depot as a cashier. And then I was lucky enough to end up working in their bookkeeping department. So I didn't have to be on the floor, because I did not like being a cashier. I will admit, I really did not like that part of it. So just having the opportunity to end up working in their bookkeeping department, you know, like in the offices, that was great, because, you know, I liked the environment of the office setting. So I just stuck it out, and, you know, the job was fulfilling. It filled the need, it paid the bills, so I could really stay focused on building my creative career. Okay. So I did this because I believed in my future that much. I just said, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'm going to, you know, focus on the bookkeeping side of things, you know, doing a job that is completely opposite from what I'm doing creatively so I could save all my energy. So literally, I would come home from working as a waitress or, you know, when I was at my time at Home Depot, and I would come home and I was like bursting at the seams with excitement because I just couldn't wait to get creative. So let's dive in. These seven ways to develop your knitting intuition. Okay, number one is uncover your own stories. I want you to think about those stories. So that story that I just told you, what a meaningful story. I have others, you know, my other wonderful stories that I love to tell about how my grandmother taught me how to knit, some of the knitting patterns that I have kept that she's given to me. I literally could probably open a museum with all the wonderful things that she's given me, and they're so inspiring. But I want to encourage you to look for clues about your path, about your own inner wisdom, because looking back can really help you take big steps forward in your own confidence. So really look for those stories and maybe spend time with your journal, you know, stream of consciousness, writing down, like think about, I don't know, maybe three or four stories that illustrate something in your life that was transformative for you. And just search your mind. No one can see it. No one has to see it. Just do it in your journal and just enjoy the process. Because as you write and let it be a stream of consciousness, who cares about the grammar? Who cares about, you know, that it, you know, if your words don't make sense, just pick up your pen and start writing and let the words flow onto the page. And as you do, it's almost like peeling the layers of an onion. As you write and you keep that flow, it's this magical thing that happens, and you start to uncover more. It's almost like you're becoming your own inner, not teacher, that's not the word I'm looking for, but like your own investigative reporter. I don't know if that made sense, but you're like investigating and you're uncovering as you go through these stories and as you write them. So uncover your stories. That's number one. Number two is to sit with the swatch. Of course, I need to use the metaphor of the swatch because there's so much to be said about this. Because intuition and confidence comes from getting to know your yarn. Seriously, it just does. And I said it a little bit earlier. So you get to know whether you like the yarn or if you don't like the yarn. And if you don't like the yarn, then you can be free to choose something else. It's hard to know sometimes just from looking at a ball, you know, a skein. So have that patience and that open mind. So almost like the beginner's mind, if you've heard that phrase before, just go into this and be willing to experiment and see what happens on the needles. And also pay attention and think in you know, what is going through your mind. Take those notes. You know, maybe you want to change your needle size. Maybe the ball band says to use a certain needle size, but you don't like it. Believe me, you can choose to do it the way you want, right? It's your decision. Remember that quote? Remember that commercial, Burger King, have it your way? I don't know why I just thought of that, but have it your way. You can have it your way. Why not? Okay. Number three is be spontaneous. So going from big needles to small needles, and then from small needle to big needles. Again, no rules, no right or wrong in knitting. And you might hear a lot of people say, oh, you can only do it this way, black, white. There are a lot of black, white knitters out there. And I say, be nice, listen to what they have to say, but at the end of the day, go by the beat of your own drum. So please, please try to be spontaneous and be creative, be creatively courageous. There you go. That's what I was trying to get out. Because that's when you will be able to create from an uninhibited place as opposed to a more rigid, stagnant place because you think that you can only knit a certain way or create a certain way. Well, I'm here to tell you that that's not true. And I really hope that between listening to these episodes and also, if you haven't already, check me out on Fridays on the Power Pearls Facebook page, because I go live at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I talk about a lot of different topics that pertain to this subject of intuition. And also, you know, thinking, you know, small you know, in small projects, small is beautiful, DIY, stash busting, but there's something really uninhibited, creative. You know, it's like you can be very resourceful from what you've got in your own closet. So be spontaneous is number three. Number four is do the opposite of what the ball band instructs. So I said that before. This was being spontaneous. It's like a segue to this, but do the opposite of what the ball band instructs. That's just sort of one example, but you know, it just breaks old habits. And I have a friend, a good friend of mine, who once said to me, and she's Southern, she's from Georgia, and she said, one day she says to me, and I'll never forget this, and she says, Kara, tomorrow when you wake up, do the opposite of what you normally do. And I thought, I don't know if I did the Southern accent really well, but I thought, wow, you know, yeah. Like when you wake up in the morning, you know how we have our habitual way of doing things? What if the thing that you did in the morning was like, oh, the first thing you do is, you know, you go down to the kitchen, you have a cup of coffee, you make your coffee, you know, you whatever. I don't know what you do. But instead, it was like, oh, the sun is just coming out. You know, the sunrise, it's sunrise. It's a magical time. Put on your running sneakers and go out for a walk or a run. Right then and there, just do it. Don't do anything else. Have a little bit of water, hydrate, and go out. You know, like how exhilarating and, again, into that uninhibited feeling, you know, that you would get from doing that. So do the opposite. Give it a try. I challenge you. And number five, pay attention to the way you do things. So if you understand how to knit in an unconventional way, like if that makes sense to you, but you feel like, oh, you know, I don't know, I understand things in a weird way and it's not right, it's not normal. No, embrace it. I embrace that in myself because I feel like the way I knit, the way I do things, I have a different quirky way of understanding things, which for years I used to think made me less of a knitter or less of a designer. No, it's not. Actually, I think it made me more creative in a certain way. So use the methods that help you, in caps, you understand what you're doing, because that's the only way that you can really connect to this, okay? So pay attention to how you're doing things. Those are your clues. Okay, number six, and we're almost there. Do you see a better way to knit a pattern or an open-ended solution that would allow you to work a longer shawl or a deeper neckline, for example? If so, then go ahead and do it, okay? So if you have a pattern and it says to work a certain way, but you feel like, hey, you know, I'm gonna give this a try. Maybe even a sleeveless sweater, you want to add some sleeves, go ahead. I mean, that's if you are, you know, you have a little more of an advanced knowledge of garment design. But even like I said, with a shawl, make it longer, make it deeper, make it shorter, whatever. I mean, there are no rules. Going back to that step, that thing that I mentioned in step number three, that there's no right or wrong in knitting. But if you see a better way to knit a pattern, okay, then go for it. Make it your own. In the end, it is yours, right? When you make this. And number seven, last but certainly not least, is go by the beat of your own drum. And yes, if you're reading a pattern, because it's almost like reading music too. If you want to be a musician, you have to understand to read music, right? But if you're, you know, but that shouldn't be the only way that you learn, that you understand. I know for myself, I had to teach myself how to read a pattern, because for years I would just say, I want to make, you know, something that looks like that, and I would dive in and I would make it. But I knew that in order to be marketable, you know, in my skills to make a living, back to what I said earlier about productizing your passion, I knew I had to read a pattern. I knew I had to learn how to read a pattern, and then so I could create them. So a pattern is a path, right? So if that pattern is leading you down a path, and that is a correct path, then that's wonderful, because it's going to teach you a lot about that particular project, right? But why not pull it apart a little bit and think differently about the pattern? This is something that I think we should all begin to challenge in ourselves, because then you know, when you do look at a pattern down the road, the more knowledgeable you become, then you can maybe spot something that just doesn't make sense, or maybe there's a mistake in the pattern or whatever it is. But then you can trust your, again, this is another way to trust your intuition. So all of these seven ways are all about trusting our own, you know, our inner wisdom and our intuition. So then, my dear ones, leap and the net will appear, right? So if you take all of these seven to heart, and you will, you know, you, if you trust and you move forward in that direction, in the direction that your intuition tells you, then the net will appear. Leap and the net will appear. So here's the challenge. Here's the action challenge for you guys. So I want you to think, and I mentioned this a little bit earlier, so think of your own storyline, the early days of your knitting, and what taking a chance may have taught you, right? Or something you taught someone, right? Maybe you taught somebody else how to be a better knitter. And what kind of impact did this have in your life? And then I want you to get your journal, and I want you to write the words, or maybe you want to express it visually with drawings, paint, or scribbles, because I am a big fan of art journaling, something I've been doing for decades. I absolutely love it. And I've shared some of my journals with you guys in the past, and I think I may have to do that again soon. So these are the things. These are the things, the intuition side of it. These are things that I'm teaching in the upcoming mini shawls course, more or less indirectly, but I will be helping you to really develop that intuitive knitter, right? So the shawls course is a bridge to this idea, this idea of a new kind of thinking, okay? I want you to trust your gut. I want you to trust your intuition. I feel that it's time to reinvent, right? The pattern, the way we approach our knitting, and also provide something that is not so clean cut, but offers you more avenues for customization. So that's something we're going to talk about during the challenge, which in turn leads to a sense of empowerment. And I like to call these intuitive intersections. And this is something that I go in depth on in my paid courses. And I have a paid shawls course. I'll tell you more about that as we move in through the free challenge. But believe me, this free challenge is going to give you some really awesome nuts and bolts for shawl making. So these intuitive intersections, and these are the things that I'll be teaching over the, you know, I've been teaching these things over the past few years, and it is something that you'll continue to hear me talk about more and more. So that's it. So I hope to hear from you. I hope you'll join me for this awesome challenge. It's coming up. You guys, this is the last big weekend push, okay? So check out caragotwarner.com/shawls to sign up, to reserve your spot. Now, if you're listening to this in the future, it's like past April 30th because this challenge is April 30th through May 4th. Not to worry. There's going to be another challenge. I'm doing these every couple of months, okay? So don't worry. Don't worry. So if you go to caragotwarner.com/shawls, and we're not doing a challenge right now, or, you know, let's say it's just we're in between challenges, you'll still be able to, you'll come to a page that you will be able to actually reserve your spot. So it'll just let you know that, you know, details will be shared with you down the road when we go live on the next challenge. So anyway, that's it, you guys. And I wish you the best. And I will chat with you guys next time. Have a good one. Hey, by the way, if you want even more of the podcast, join me for Power Pearls Unplugged. This is a live radio show edition of Power Pearls podcast, which airs on Facebook every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I do a mix of solo, audio only, and guest video interviews from time to time. You get to interact with me, ask questions, and just hang out and have fun. So check it all out at facebook.com/PowerPearls podcast. Then when you go to the page, click the button that says follow and make sure your notifications are on so you don't miss a single episode.